Round two looks set to provide more free-flowing rugby as another four teams return to action after the summer break. It's a significant moment for London Welsh, who play in their first competitive tournament since promotion to the Premiership. Captain John Mills says Director of Rugby Lynn Jones will look to field a strong side.
We've got a few England Sevens boys who have got caps, so I'm sure if Lynn wants to put a good, really good quality side out, then we'll have a really good crack at it. It's a tough one. Last year we played a game of Sevens during the Middlesex Sevens, and we got a couple of injuries from it, so I'm sure Lynn don't want to have a couple of injuries again from it, but I'm sure he wants to give boys some rugby and get some. We've got some good boys who can play Sevens, so it'll be exciting times for the club.
Leicester will have a point to prove. In last year's competition, they finished bottom of their group. Tigers Sevens captain Matt Cornwell says they must do better.
Hopefully we can put together some pretty rugby. Obviously with Sevens, that's what you want to do, you want to entertain. But at the same stage, we obviously want to go out there and win. And that's our main aim, is to go there and qualify.
Northampton also finished rock bottom of their pool. The competition is the perfect arena for clubs to blood some academy players, including Saints centre Tom Stevenson.
For a young lad, it's the first JP Morgan I'll be playing in, so I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be a good run out. I'm sure it'll be hard work, but I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be an emotional occasion for Sale as they play at Edgeley Park for the final time before moving to pastures new. The top two teams in the group qualify for the JP Morgan Asset Management 7 Series final in Bath early next month.